The Okanagan Sun didn't paint a masterpiece Saturday afternoon, but they did more than enough with their starting quarterback on the bench to toss aside the expansion Prince George Kodiak's 35-0 in a chippy, penalty-filled affair in Kelowna. Rookie Liam Kroger earned his first career BC Football Conference win, throwing for 163 yards and a touchdown in his first career start. Kroger started in place of Dominic Britton, who dressed, but didn't play after a minor injury in last weekend's win over the Vancouver Island Raiders. He would have been good this week. We dressed him and he was going to play, but Liam looked fine and we've been happy with Liam's play up until this point, so we gave him a chance to go, said head coach Travis Miller. Kroger marched the Sun down the field on their opening drive, running for 14 yards on the opening play and connecting on all three of his passes. An offensive penalty stalled the drive, forcing them to settle for a 35-yard Liam Atwood field goal. On their next possession, Mike O'Shea gave Kroger and company excellent field position, returning a punt to the Kodiak's 39. Seven plays later, Javon Garwood, who returned to the lineup after a minor nick sat him down for much of last week's game, barreled in from a yard out to put the Sun up 10-0. After the Sun defense again stymied the Prince George offense, O'Shea did what O'Shea does best, electrify the bench and the fans. With his dad, Winnipeg Blue Bombers head coach Mike O'Shea Sr. in the crowd, Jr. fielded a punt near the right hash mark at the Kodiak's 53, found a seam to the left, beat the coverage to the left sideline, and scampered 53 yards for an electrifying touchdown. It was his third kick return touchdown in as many games. Mike is a very, very special player. He's a special person, and he adds a different energy to our whole team from the beginning, whether it's special teams or offense, said Miller. Just the fact he was able to give us a boost when he did really put us in a positive position. He's been doing it all season long. O'Shea was so effective. On their next change of possession, the Kodiaks ran him over before he was able to field the punt, prompting some pushing and shoving, but fortunately, nothing more. After Atwood opened the second quarter with a 38-yard single, O'Shea was at it again. A 40-yard punt return set Kroger up on the Kodiak's 11. Aiden Weiberg found the end zone on the next play to put the Sun up 25. Just before the half, again working with a short field, Kroger needed just two plays to move the Sun 43 yards, culminating with a 29-yard strike to Caden Peterson. The 32-0 lead was all the Sun needed. They added just a conceded safety and a 41-yard Atwood single in the second half. Kroger finished 11-18 for 163 yards, one touchdown and an interception. He was also sacked four times. The Sun finished the afternoon with 260 yards of total offense, including only 123 on the ground, as the Kodiak's front seven effectively prevented big plays from the backfield, led by Kian Raymond II, chosen last week as the league's defensive player of the week. As well as the Kodiak's defense played, the Sun were better, and then some. After holding the Vancouver Island Raiders to just 14 yards on the ground a week ago, they bottled up the Kodiak's run game, allowing a mere 29 yards on the ground. They also pressured the two PG quarterbacks all game long, creating seven sacks and forcing them to get rid of the ball on a number of other occasions. Romario Reed, Kwadwo Boeyan, one of my favorite players on this team, Kellen Thomas, Aiden Hennessy, those guys just rotate and they roll, said Miller. They are strong, they are fast on the defensive line, and all of our linebackers are quality guys. I can't say enough good things about our defense in general. Reed, who leads the BCFC with 6.5 sacks, added two more to his total Saturday, giving him six over his past two games. The Sun, 5-0, and Kodiaks, 1-4. Get the Labor Day long weekend off before starting the second half of the season on Saturday, September 10. The Kodiaks will host the Langley Rams, who improved to 2-3 Saturday after a 24-13 win over the visiting Vancouver Island Raiders. The Sun will be on the road in Victoria against the Westshore Rebels, 4-1.